Yeah.
Hei all.
So my name is Michiel. I wrote Mox, a modern secure all-in-one mail server. The goal with Mox is to make it really easy to run your own mail server so that you'll actually do it. And so that you know, you're keep in control of your data and you'll help keep email decentralized. So I've got a question, who's running their own mail server today? It's like, oh, it's pretty good. It's more than half. It's like 3/4, I think. So the rest, please give it a try soon. And Mox is an excellent option, I think. So today's talk will be about simplifying mail server setup and management later on a bit more. You know, because if it takes too much time, people are not doing it. So the agenda for today, a quick introduction to Mox, what it is, and then some pitfalls that people do still run into when they try to set up a mail server, you know, stuff that we maybe can take away, make it easier. And then some plans for the coming year for me to make changes to Mox to make it easier to install. So I normally don't really like talking about stuff that I still am going to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. The talk is then going to derail a little bit in a section about automatic DNS updates, because this is one of the ways to potentially make it easier to run your mail server. Quick introduction to Mox. So it really wants to be an all-in-one thing, so that you don't need anything else to run a mail server, just Mox. So it does SMTP, SPF, DKIM, DMARC, the reporting on TLS, and DMARC, DANE, MTA, STS, all that stuff to send and receive messages. Of course, you want to read your messages, so we've got IMAP4 and a bunch of extensions, and then a webmail, because you know, it is convenient oftentimes. But you're not there yet, you need the junk filtering, the TLS certificates with ACME, auto-configuration, internationalized email addresses. There's an admin panel for adding and removing domains, accounts, and addresses. There's even an API for sending transactional email and getting webhooks back for delivery stuff. And there's a web server included. So all of this stuff is a complete mail server that you can run all of your email in. It's written in Go with some front-end stuff in TypeScript, and it's MIT licensed. And the idea is you'll get your system, you download the binary. It's a Go binary, static, completely standalone. And you run the quick start. So you give it your domain or an address at your domain, and it will generate a configuration file. It will do a bunch of checks. Is the environment okay? And if not, it will tell you what's wrong and how you can fix it. It will print all the DNS records that you have to add. And if you do that, then you should start it, and you're good to go. You've got a functioning system. So that's all great and very easy, of course. But somehow stuff goes wrong. And why do things go wrong? Well, I mean, this is also a long talk. I'm going to list some things. It's not as bad as maybe this image makes it look. But some of the things I see people doing, they get a machine, and then the host name, the fully qualified host name that should resolve to the public IP, actually on their machine resolves to a loopback IP. So it's kind of silly, because then if you try to deliver to your own domains, that starts failing, because it tries to deliver to the loopback IP, and nothing is listening there because Mox is listening on the public IP. So in the quick start, we check for that, and we warn, this is going on. You have to fix it this and this way. So that's one thing to do. Outgoing SMTP is often blocked on new machines. I want to do a bit of